Hey, welcome to Coffee and Chatter. Today we're going to talk taxes, and I'm calling this "Are Taxes a Zero-Sum Game?" And right off the top, I want to establish that I am indebted to Dr. Walter Williams for much of this information, and I highly recommend him. Anything you can find to read by Dr. Walter Williams is certainly worth your time. So let's go with our taxes zero-sum game. Now, before we resolve that question, I want to consider a few things. Social Security and Medicare. Okay, while the SS administration originally lied to the American people, stating that each contributor was to have an account from where he or she would be issued a check, specifically stated, and I quote, "The checks will come to you as a right," unquote. That lie has subsequently been abandoned. Both the courts and the SS admin have stated that the payment of Social Security taxes does not obligate the government to its payees in any way. A year after the SS Act was passed, SCOTUS, it was challenged in the Supreme Court, and SCOTUS held that SS was not an insurance program. And I quote, "The proceeds of both employee and employer taxes are to be paid into the treasury like any other revenue generally and are not earmarked in any way," end quote. Again, quote, "To engraft upon the Social Security system a concept of accrued property rights would deprive it of the flexibility and boldness and adjustment to ever-changing conditions which it demands," end quote. So while the tax might have originally been levied to create a fund, that idea has been completely abandoned, and the SS tax has essentially become just another means of funding government programs, of which there are many. It's a voracious beast. And make no mistake, both SS and Medicare are nothing more than government programs, and quite big ones. Each year, after all SS liabilities have been satisfied, the remaining SS receipts are handed over to Congress to apply to the budget, the yearly budget. Never be seen or heard from again. Any accrued funds from past year's excess payments were taken a long time ago and replaced with government IOUs. And I don't think there's any intention ever to pay them. So, at its inception, there were 159.4 SS contributors to every SS recipient. In 2013, 8 years ago, that ratio was now down to 2.8 to 1. So, we went from 160 payees to one recipient, and we're now down to 3 to 1. And here, this will help you understand why. The first SS check was cut to Ida Fuller in 1940. She had paid in a total of $24.75 before becoming a recipient, going on Social Security, and subsequently collected a total of $22,888.92 in benefits, receiving back her total SS investment in the first month. Begin to see a problem here? So, as to a zero-sum game, let's tackle that. To be clear, SS and Medicare, both employee and employer contributions, have morphed from payments dedicated to SS and Medicare into general taxes. They go in, essentially go into the general tax fund, no matter what they tell us. So why not call the taxes what they are? Well, because the American population is ignorant about that, and the Congress wants to keep it that way. Look, there are still people who think that there's a Social Security fund, a black box with a couple trillion dollars in it. So, you let the cat out of the bag and people, the congressional approval will fall from, 5% to like minus 5%. people not too happy about the situation when they find out. All right, so how do we think people would react if they realize their income taxes were actually a total of 7.65% higher, reflecting Social Security and Medicare, than what they'd been told? And it's actually double that, but we'll get into that a little further down. And furthermore, that 7.65 was not figured into their total tax liability and juxtaposed to what was being charged against their income. In other words, when the tax liability is calculated based on income, only federal income taxes already withheld offset the tax liability and just depend or decide what's owed or what's refunded. Okay, the SS and Medicare taxes, known as payroll taxes, are not credited as taxes received. They're just there. It's not calculated as the income tax liability. They are separate taxes, and they're not added in, so they don't reduce your tax liability. So to understand the total tax liability, consider that it's based on income minus taxes previously withheld. When all that's said and done, you can throw in your 7.65, and that'll tell you what you actually paid in taxes. And that 7.65 does not create any refund. Doesn't break any threshold, and you get money back. So, in other words, if a person were earning 100 grand, and let's say income taxes were at 20%, that would reflect a $20,000 income tax liability against that income stream. So let's say through weekly income tax withholding, that employee had paid 30 grand. Well, at the end of the year, he, she is due a $10,000 refund. However, unbeknownst to most, the additional $7,650 of payroll taxes, which are Social Security and Medicare, do not figure into the income tax withheld. It's just the 30 grand. So the refund is based on that. $7,650 is additional. So you ask, why? While one's income tax liability in this case is based on an income of 100 grand, what we've just proved is that the real income of this person is $92,350, reflecting what was paid in payroll taxes. So, to add insult to injury, that $20,000 at 20% on 100 grand, which reflects $20,000, is actually being levied against $92,350, which bumps it up higher than $20,000, which would be your 20%, which would be your real tax. Now, you might say, hey, I only pay 6.2% in Social Security and 1.45% in Medicare. That's a total of 7.65%. My employer pays the other half. Okay, seriously? You think so? Who pays all taxes? You think taxes are a zero-sum game? If your employer was not paying in addition to your income, 7.65% to the government, where do you think that money would go? Is it possible any of it would go to you? When an employer hires an employee for income of 100 grand, that employer knows that he/she is going to have to recoup more than 100 grand before that employee starts to become profitable, because the employer knows he or she's got to pay an additional $7.65 in payroll taxes. So that's the employer's obligation to SS and Medicare on the employee's behalf. So before that employee becomes profitable to the employer, he or she would have to overcome a threshold of $107,650. That's the threshold So if the if we weren't being banged by all these taxes, you think maybe you'd be making more if your health insurance wasn't so high? And it's all taxation. Right, hopefully this clears up a little bit about the probably the greatest Ponzi scheme of all time, SS and Medicare, and the lies we're told about taxation every day. After all, taxation is essentially slavery. Now, if I've got something wrong here, please, by all means, correct me, let me know. I'll adjust it, I'll look into it. But in the meantime, I say, go ahead, change my mind. As a postscript, I want to add that in retirement, the Medicare tax does not expire, doesn't stop. Social Security recipients have a portion, a premium, so to speak, a Medicare premium deducted from their SS payment every month. Now, it's not like that's the end of it. Most retirees realize that the 85% Medicare coverage on most things, I don't think it covers everything, isn't sufficient. They don't want to have to assume that other 15%. So they will purchase some kind of Medicare gap or Medicare Advantage insurance, depending on what their insurance needs are. They see the doctor a lot, they get a lot of meds, they better get more insurance. Okay, so they've come up with these schemes to help pay what Medicare doesn't cover. Furthermore, depending on any particular retiree's financial situation, Social Security payments might also be taxed. Great work if you can get it, right? All right, that's it today for taxes and the zero-sum game. And again, I just want to point out I'm indebted to Dr. Walter Williams. The guy's spot on. We just lost him recently. But anything you can get to read by Dr. Williams, by all means, it's well worth your time. All right, thanks for following and listening today. Have a great day.